We continue. This is the Zach Gelb Show, coast to coast on CBS Sports Radio. NCAA tournament is here. Colgate is back in the big dance after winning the Patriot League once again and posting a 26-8 record. Let's head out to the guest line right now and welcome in the head coach of Colgate. They have a game, first round NCAA tournament Thursday against number 2 seed Texas at 7:25 p.m. Eastern. And now joining us is Coach Matt Langel. Coach, appreciate the time. Congratulations. Dancing once again. How you been?
I'm doing great. Doing great. Thanks for having us.
Well, I appreciate you coming on. So this team was at one point on the year 6-7. You guys have only lost one game since then. How did you guys turn it around this year?
Well, I think there's a couple things. One, the group has been great. Obviously, we didn't get the results in the non-conference that we had always hoped for. I think some of it was the challenging schedule that we played. Had a couple of close games with some good teams early in the season as everybody was still trying to find their way. But they, again, the group didn't kind of hang their hat on, you know, losses or disappointment or whatever the emotion that you get when you're not winning is. They kind of stuck to the grindstone, and I credit the leadership of the group, the experience, the veterans, you know, just kind of said, hey, stick with this. It's a long season. We know really to get where we want to go, we got to do well in the conference. And so, you know, that's what we did. We strung together a bunch to start conference play, had one small hiccup there, and then they kind of refocused and got back together to win 17 games. And in any conference is hard to do. So really proud of our group then to step up and win 3 in the playoffs to get us back to March Madness is a pretty cool thing.
Coach, when you won the Patriot League once again and you're walking off the court at the conclusion of your conference tournament, just what was going through your head?
Well, I like to, you know, just sit back for a second and pause and watch the joy and the raw emotion of the players, of their families. Again, this group, you know, a couple of guys chose to come back when they didn't have to. They probably could have gone elsewhere. You know, they set out to continue to do something special. And to see the joy and, again, their raw emotion when they see individuals in a group achieve that, it's pretty neat to be their coach and watch that happen.
Matt Langel here with us. So when you got to Colgate, you guys have not made an NCAA tournament since 1997. Now it's been 4 times under your tutelage since 2019. Everyone talks about culture, Coach. When you got there back, you know, in 2011 to where we are now, just what is it specifically about this group that really, and also the culture you've been, where you guys have made this such a well-oiled machine?
Yeah, you always have to credit the players first. I mean, especially in this latest run, you know, we've now had 3 players of the year, you know, some multiple first-team all-league guys, a couple rookie of the league guys, a couple guys who probably should have been rookie of the year who, you know, they were on really good teams, so maybe their statistics were just not quite what they could have been because they were around older, really good players. But before that, I go back to year 4 when we hadn't quite gotten over the hump, and we didn't get over the hump in that year, but I think the culture was in place. We finished 2nd place in the regular season, got upset in the semifinals. And I think that although we took a setback as we graduated some veteran guys the next couple of years, I think that work had been done to set the tone for what it takes to compete for a championship and to be in the hunt. Obviously, these last handful of years, you know, things have broken our way. We've had a really good record. We've won convincingly. The guys have really banded together. But I think, you know, I reflect back to that first 4 years with a lot of hard work and those guys who were a part of that who didn't necessarily get to cut down the net or go to the NCAA tournament. I really am thankful for those coaches and those groups that, you know, helped set the path for where we are now.
Was any of the culture altered? Did you make any like big time adjustments, or was it just staying the course and knowing what you learned was eventually going to work?
Yeah, I had the good fortune of playing for Coach Fran Dunphy, who's now coaching at his alma mater at LaSalle in Philadelphia, coached at Temple and where I played for him, the University of Pennsylvania. And so I only ever, you know, played for and worked for one person, so I only really know what I know. And so we just kind of set that day-by-day mentality of keep trying to get better, maximize who you can be as a person, reach for your potential as a player, but yet never making it about you individually. It's always got to be about the team and the group because that's what makes, you know, teams special is you get to be one individual on a on a group, on a team of 15 guys. And so that's always been the charge, just to try and always get better, never settle for wherever we are, whether that was last place at the, you know, very beginning or now kind of sitting atop the table. Just, you know, you can never be satisfied in this thing. You've always got to be, you know, working to get better, be better, make it better for others.
Coach Matt Langel, yeah, I know Dumpf well, being a Temple Owl. I actually did a few basketball camps with a former college teammate of yours in Mike Jordan back to your days at Penn. You guys went to a few NCAA tournaments. Just how does that feeling kind of compare and contrast as a player and then being in the head honcho seat?
Yeah, nothing is like being a player. This is a player's game. You know, you put in as a player, not that coaches don't work tirelessly, but literally the blood and sweat equity that players put in. So to get over that hump with your teammates, with your roommates, like we were able to do, and be a part of March Madness and get to play on those biggest stages, obviously, is really special. To do it as a coach, I think it's rewarding in a different space. You know, you work really hard to put a program in position to do that, to hope that it happens for the kids. You know, the staff that we have had has worked incredibly hard for these opportunities. So, you know, when you get to this moment, not that you stop working ever, you do try and enjoy it and recognize the enjoyment that others are getting from having this experience.
Matt Langel here with us, head coach of Colgate. They'll play Texas coming up on Thursday in the NCAA tournament. You look at the last 3 years in the conference, coach, records of 11-1, 16-2, 17-1. What are you most proud about the way that your teams have not only been able to navigate but dominate the Patriot League?
I'm proud of how they continue to learn and grow. I think, you know, we went from, you know, the most veteran part of this group experienced losing in the championship game. And since then they've really worked hard and not forgotten what that tastes like. And so regardless of the level of success we have, they've done a really good job of learning and growing and changing. You know, when you go from being the hunter to being the hunted, and for having, you know, teams on your non-conference schedule, you know, teams from sometimes leagues and conferences that are thought of as a higher level celebrate when they beat you on their own court. Like there's growth in that. And so I'm really proud of this group for never settling, for always working, for never getting too high or too low. And obviously all that they've accomplished is remarkable, but the group and the individuals that they are is really what I'm most proud of.
The last 2 years you were a 14 seed. This is the most conference wins that you've had at Colgate and the most wins you've had in a regular season. I know different circumstances going back to the 2020-2021 year. But you're all disappointed when you found out you guys were only a 15 seed?
I don't think there's any disappointment in being in the NCAA tournament and seeing your institution's name pop up on that board, 15, 14. You know, coming out of our conference, a one bid league like it is, you know, some of the teams didn't have a lot of successes, that you're going to play a really good team, you know, one of the top teams in the country. And so, you know, these games, I don't think you can get too caught up in the seed line, or it's more about, you know, can you identify how to play a competitive game, and can your group find some ways and some teams to win a few minutes at a time over the course of time. And, you know, we've been able to do that, whether it was 15 seed against Tennessee the first time we went, or 14, like you said, the last couple times. We've been able to be competitive and be in those games. And, you know, I think that's what this group is focusing on. What are the details that it's going to take to play well, to play our best, so that we can have a chance to be in the game?
Coach, maybe I'm making too much of this, but in recent history, we saw UMBC as a 16 take down Virginia. In the last 2 years, we saw two 15 seeds in St. Peter's and also Oral Roberts take down Kentucky and Ohio State, respectively. I know you guys focus probably on yourself, but it's tough to ignore the recent history. Does that at all give your guys more confidence that you could get the job done coming up on Thursday?
Again, I think we have a veteran group, an experienced group, some guys that are in their fourth and, in a couple cases, fifth year playing. I think that they're aware. They follow the game. They love the game. they're students of the game, so they know what has happened historically and what can happen. They also know their own experiences. They know that they feel like, they were really close against Tennessee, that we got a great lead against Arkansas, didn't manage the game we needed to keep that lead, that we, had our chances before Johnny Davis took over the game late last year in Milwaukee when we were playing Wisconsin in a tough environment. So I think they have their own confidence about, what they've been able to do, in addition to, knowing what the opposite other teams have been able to do over the years who sit on their seed leg.
From a coaching standpoint, we all know the circumstances that made Rodney Terry take over as the coach at Texas. Just what has really impressed you, what he's been able to do with this group this year?
Well, just how committed they are to one another. I think anytime teams and individuals go through difficult circumstances and adversity, how you come out of that speaks to your character and your resolve. And I think obviously they have great experience on their coaching staff. They have guys who have been around winning and done it a lot of different ways. So, I think their players, it's also a testament to their players that, have come from a lot of different places. They've been at different schools. Their journeys have all, been a different path to get them there to Texas, but they seem to have a common mission as, they've been champions now of the Big 12. There's no better conference in the country this year. They've been able to figure out what it takes. There's balance. Set their egos, if there are any, aside, and are doing what it takes to win basketball games and compete for championships. So that's just been really impressive how, amidst the adversity and the circumstances that they face, they've been as together as they have through, injury and, different guys stepping up. They're a really well-balanced team. It's impressive.
Coach Matt Langel, before we let you run, is it all surreal that whenever this run ends, you'll wrap up your 12th season as the coach of Colgate?
Yeah, it's gone by fast. I can't believe, we watch our children grow up with our teams and the players move on, and so proud of the family atmosphere that we have and the environment that we've been able to create for young people and our coaches and their families. I can't believe that it's a dozen years.
Well, with your success, your name does pop up in other jobs. Just how do you navigate that with your guys currently? Does that come up in conversation or not a distraction right now?
Yeah, for us, it's not a distraction. I think we have great relationships with our players. They're all really focused on their opportunity at hand. I think for me and hopefully for them, it's flattering when that happens in the media, that your name pops up, because it's all the work that they've done, that how they've positioned this program. But they know that my commitment is to them, and this opportunity always, that I pour everything we have into helping them get as prepared as they can be for Thursday night.
Well, Coach, thank you for doing this. Appreciate the time, and good luck coming up Thursday against Texas.
All right, thanks for having me, guys.
There's nothing better than feeling comfortable in your own shoes. And that doesn't mean flopping down on the couch with bunny slippers. Maybe you're a parent raising a little rock star, or a tech nomad working from anywhere and jumping from one thing to the next. Whoever you are, Allbirds wants you to be comfortable in your actual shoes too. Their wool runners, pipers, and loungers are designed for a level of coziness that makes you feel like you can do anything. You might even forget you're wearing them. And their shoes are so stylish, they go perfectly with a wear whatever I want attitude. Allbirds is all about loving Mother Nature, too, because no one wants to leave a bad footprint. Each shoe is carefully crafted from natural materials that tread lightly on our planet. From ZQ-certified merino wool to a bouncy midsole made from sweet foam, the world's first carbon-negative EVA material made from sugarcane. So get comfortable in your shoes. Get to know the wool runners, pipers, and loungers at Allbirds.com. That's Allbirds.com.